Penguin Audio presents Dark Eyes by William Harlan Richter. Read by January Lavoie. Prologue. Valentina stirred awake and found Mrs. Ivanova leaning over her bed, gently squeezing her shoulder.
"Shh, little one,"
Mrs. Ivanova said in her most quiet whisper. Valentina could smell sweet tea on the old woman's breath.
"Come along."
Valentina smiled, still half asleep, and slid out from beneath her covers as quietly as she could, careful not to wake the other children with the sound of her squeaky bed. With Mrs. Ivanova's help, Valentina put on her robe and slippers and padded silently out of the room. The two of them moved hand in hand along the hallway of the main building, the faint glow of early morning light, cold, gray, just barely creeping in through the high windows. They passed a low shelf on the wall where 20 small clay pots sat in a row, each with a single blooming flower, each with a name hand-painted on its side: Anya, Mika, Stasia, Yuri. No one else was up yet, not even Miss Dimitra, the cook, and the privacy of their short journey added to the feeling of specialness that tickled inside Valentina's stomach. They reached Mrs. Ivanova's quarters at the end of the north hall, and entered the warm apartment together, the air inside rich with the aroma of blinny and lingonberry jam and, most special of all, hot chocolate. A small table was already set by a coal stove.
"Sit, Vali," said Mrs. Ivanova.
Valentina took her place at the table, and Mrs. Ivanova served their breakfast, spreading sour cream on the warm blinny and pouring a full cup of chocolate for her guest. Valentina waited anxiously for Mrs. Ivanova to join her.
"Okay, okay," the woman said with a smile, as she took her own seat across the modest table.
"Eat."
Valentina dug hungrily into her food, adding dollops of jam to each forkful of pancake and relishing sips of the hot chocolate between bites. The two of them had shared such a breakfast 5 or 6 times before, each time a surprise for Valentina and, as far as she knew, a gift not shared with any of the other children. This morning, as always, the two of them ate in silence, Mrs. Ivanova observing Valentina's appetite with approval, and then clearing the table once all the food was gone. At this point in their other breakfasts, the two of them had drunk tea together while Mrs. Ivanova told stories about someone named Yelena Mayakova, who the old woman claimed was Valentina's mother. On those occasions, the girl had listened carefully but without understanding. She knew only that a mother was a woman who cared for her children. And how could this Yelena, a complete stranger to her, be that? Valentina had no memory of her, or of any life beyond the walls of the orphanage. Where was this Yelena? Why had she left her daughter behind? On this morning, however, there were no stories. Mrs. Ivanova sat in silence, drinking her tea and making the nervous tsk-tsk-ing sound that the children recognized as a sign the old woman was in distress. Valentina observed this and became worried herself. What was wrong? None of their other private meals had ended this way. After many minutes of this silence, something happened that had never happened before, at least to Valentina's knowledge. Mrs. Ivanova began to cry, turning her head away in a futile attempt to hide her emotions from the girl. Valentina saw the tears anyway, and soon she was crying also, upset and afraid, but without knowing why.
"Are you sad, Babu?"
Valentina used the shortened name for Mrs. Ivanova that the younger children in the home routinely used. Babu, babushka, grandmother.
"I am not your babushka,"
Mrs. Ivanova spoke with a hard tone in her voice.
"I cannot be any more. I am sorry, Vali."
"You are my babu,"
Vali said, wiping the tears away from her face, wanting to be strong. Crying was for the little ones. The older children in the home never shed a tear. Ever.
"A young couple will come today from America,"
Mrs. Ivanova started in again.
a mother and father for you. A chance for a new life.
No, I have a mother. You said, my mother is Yelena. If she comes to find me, and I am gone...
Mrs. Ivanova shook her head.
You must let go of the stories, Vali. I am sorry I shared them with you. That was my mistake. You must forget Yelena.
Overwhelmed, Valentina did not resist as Mrs. Ivanova led her to the private washroom and rushed her through a bath, soaping Valentina's hair with scented shampoo and scrubbing her body with a coarse washcloth head to toe. By that point, the old woman had composed her emotions, and Valentina struggled to do the same, hiding her tears of fear and confusion behind the clear, warm water that rinsed the soap off her body and down the drain. When the bath was over, Mrs. Ivanova produced a pale yellow dress for the girl to wear, clean and pressed but well worn, with frayed threads at all the seams.
"Yes, yes,"
the woman said tersely once Valentina was dressed, adding the tisk-tisking sound involuntarily.
"Very pretty. Beautiful girl."
Everything happened so quickly then that Valentina's heart and mind could barely keep up. Mrs. Ivanova held her hand tight and led her insistently through the main hall, all the lights on now and the place fully awakened. The other children, her brothers and sisters, were nowhere to be seen, but Valentina could hear them singing together behind the closed door of the main lesson room, the muffled sound of their voices echoing down the long hallway. Mrs. Ivanova steered Valentina into a small office that she had never entered before, and there stood a young man and a woman. They smiled brightly at Valentina's arrival, the woman stepping forward and kneeling before the little girl so that they could see each other face to face. Tears began to flow from the woman's eyes, and she twisted her hands nervously around each other, wringing them tightly until they were as white as the cream for tea. Valentina felt an urge to run away, but found that she could not move, that her feet were planted on that spot of floor by a powerful and frightening force. The woman reached out, taking Valentina's hands in her own, and the feeling was something overpowering, like an electrical spark passing between them that the girl did not understand. All at once, she wanted to embrace this strange woman tightly, but also to push her away, the two emotions fighting a battle inside her that made her stomach turn. The woman looked deeply into Valentina's eyes and spoke some words in a language she could not understand. Whatever the woman had said, Mrs. Ivanova agreed.
"Da,"
the old woman nodded.
"Ochi chornya."
Dark eyes. The other children were waiting in the hallway when Valentina emerged, each of the American strangers holding one of her hands as they led her along. The children broke into song, and Valentina knew the tune. She had sung it herself a few months earlier when little Ruslan, just a year and a half old himself, had been taken away.
Puskai pridet pora prositsya, drug druga dolga nevedat. Nosierdice siertum, slovna potitsi, kanyeshna vistretiatsya apiat.
How swift the hour comes for our parting. No more to meet, or who knows when. But heart with heart must come together, and some day surely meet again. When Valentina reached the door at the end of the hallway, she began to struggle against the hold of her new guardians. In 5 years she had rarely left the confines of the orphanage, and at the threshold the reality of her situation became clear. Once she passed through the doors this time, she would never return. She fought to pull her hands away from the strangers, and succeeded in slipping the grip of the man, but the woman held strong, pulling Valentina close and wrapping her in her surprisingly powerful arms. Valentina could see that Mrs. Ivanova had stopped at the end of the hallway, remaining in the shadow of the threshold.
"Babushka!"
the girl wailed, but the old woman just turned her head away, her features knotted in anguish. In the end, there was nothing to be done. Valentina's effort to resist proved only that she could not win, that the forces arrayed against her were too great to overcome. Within seconds she had been carried into the back seat of a waiting car, hulking and black, and whisked away into the bright new day. Twisting free of the American woman's grip,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?